بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم children. Do you remember where we had left off from our last story? That's right. It was the day of Ashura and Hazrat Abbas had gone to get water for the little children. But he had become shaheed too. He had joined the other beautiful heroes of Karbala. Imam Hussein was all alone now. Yet he stood bravely facing the army of Yazid. Allah was with him. He had tried so many times since the morning to speak to the army of Yazid, to guide them, to help them, but it had been of no use. They just wouldn't listen. He called out to them again.
O Ummah of my grandfather Rasulullah, turn back to Allah. Don't listen to Yazid. Do the right thing. Join me and help me to help you. Allah will forgive you for all your wrong actions if you stop even now.
But all he got in reply was laughs and loud drumming. Our pigeon friend had been watching and listening. He screeched back at them. They were very bad-mannered. How dare they behave so rudely with the Imam? A good pigeon would never do that.
Stop wasting time, Hussein! Come on! Show us what you've got! You're all alone now!
They mocked him. Imam shook his head sadly. If only they knew, he only wanted to help them. He walked back to his camp slowly. Inside one of the tents, Bibi Rabab was rocking little baby Ali Asghar. She was trying to put him to sleep, but it was so hot and he was so thirsty. She sang to him. She hugged him. She walked with him. Outside the tent, a voice was heard.
Is there anyone to help me?
It was the beautiful voice of Imam Hussein. The pigeon flew to him and landed on his shoulder. He rubbed his little head against Imam's dusty beard. He wanted to tell Imam, I'm here. If only I could help. Children, we would have responded to Imam's call when he asked for help if we were in Karbala, wouldn't we? When we say, Labbaik ya Hussein, we are telling Imam, we would have responded. We would have helped you if we were there. And we will do our best to do the right thing every day. Imam walked towards the tents. He missed his little baby. He had heard him crying. It was as if little Ali Asghar too was telling Imam, I'm here, if only I could help. Bibi Rabab was also whispering the same thing under her breath.
My Imam, I'm here. I wish I could help.
Ruqayya was sitting near baby Ali Asghar's cradle and she too whispered,
I'm here, Baba. I wish I could help.
Imam Hussein entered the tent and held out his arms for Bibi Rabab to give him Ali Asghar. She wrapped him up and gently placed him in Imam's hands. Imam Hussein kissed Ali Asghar's sweet little cheeks. They were as soft as rose petals. Then he stroked his smooth hair.
My brave little boy, would you like to be with Baba for a while? Let Mama rest a little.
Then he smiled gently at Bibi Rabab.
Take him, my Imam, she said.
The pigeon watched as Imam Hussein shaded baby Ali Asghar with his abba. Then he walked towards Yazid's men. He held his baby up in front of them.
This little baby is innocent. Give him some water, and I promise to give you water from the spring of Kawthar in Jannah. Allah is extremely merciful and extremely forgiving.
The pigeon flew towards Yazid's men. He was looking for a kind person. Wasn't there any brave and good men amongst them? Wasn't there anyone who loved Rasulullah and his family? But all of them were silent. Some of them looked teary-eyed, but nobody moved to bring any water. He flew back to Imam. He didn't want to fly anywhere near them any longer. When he settled on Imam's shoulder again, he noticed something in Imam Hussein's hand. It was an arrow. Oh no! He quickly flew all around the Imam to see where Yazid's men had hurt him with the arrow. Alhamdulillah, Imam Hussein was alright. Then his eyes landed on little baby Ali Asghar in Imam's arms. The pigeon cooed sadly. Finally, baby Ali Asghar had fallen asleep. Finally, he was no longer hot and thirsty. The pigeon cooed sadly. Even Imam's little baby had become shaheed. The angels had taken baby Ali Asghar to Jannah. He closed his eyes. He imagined the beautiful garden in Jannah, filled with angels playing with sweet little Ali Asghar. Baby Ali Asghar laughed, and his cute little voice sounded like a bubbling spring of water. Imam walked back to the tents. He could not give the baby back to Bibi Rabab, so he dug a small grave behind the tents. The pigeon carried stones and dirt in his little claws and helped as much as he could. Imam Hussein was so patient. All this while, the pigeon hadn't heard a single word of complaint from this heavenly man. The pigeon flew to the tents. He knew Ruqayya and Sakina were waiting for their baby brother. Auntie Zainab held them close and whispered to them comfortingly,
"Little Ali Asghar is now with my mama, Bibi Fatima."
Their eyes filled with tears. They would miss him so much. But he was so lucky to be with Bibi Fatima in Jannah. They huddled inside Auntie Zainab's chadar and hugged her tightly. Finally, Imam Hussein came to them. It was time for him to say goodbye to them. It was his turn now, and he had to go. All of the women and children circled around him like fireflies around a bright lamp. They didn't want him to leave. Sakina asked,
"My dear Baba, who is going to take care of us now?"
Imam Hussein hugged her and kissed her forehead.
"Allah will take care of you, just like He always has."
Auntie Zainab squeezed her hand.
"And your Auntie Zainab will look after you too."
Little Ruqayya climbed on her Baba's knee.
"Baba, please don't go. Everyone who went never came back."
Imam Hussein held her close and whispered in her ears,
"Don't worry, my star. You will come to Baba very soon."
He stood up and left the tents. Bibi Zainab followed him quietly.
"Go slowly, dear brother."
Imam Hussein turned to her and kissed her hands.
"My beloved sister, don't forget, you are the daughter of Ali, the lion of Allah. Be brave and take care of the woman and children just like our mother Bibi Fatima would."
Bibi Zainab nodded bravely.
"I will, my Imam, I will. Pray for me."
Imam smiled at her.
"Pray for me too, my dear Zainab, in your special secret night prayers."
Then he was gone. They all watched as Zuljanar rode off with their bright shining sun. Their beloved Imam Hussein. Ruqayya had whispered in Zuljanar's ears,
"Take care of my Baba Zuljanar."
The pigeon decided to stay with his little friend Ruqayya. She would be lonely now. They all waited and prayed. And then a soft breeze blew in the desert of Karbala. A beautiful and heavenly fragrance filled the air. The sound of hooves and neighs echoed in the desert. The sun had set and the sky had turned red gold, and the beautiful horse of Imam Hussein came back to the tents alone. Imam Hussein had joined his special friends in Jannah. The pigeon cooed sadly. The angels were sad too. Ruqayya hugged Zuljanar.
"Did they give my Baba some water? He was so thirsty."
All the women and children began to cry. And then something caught their eye. It was the beautiful flag of Hazrat Abbas flapping strongly in the wind. Bibi Zainab held it high. They had to stay strong.
"Just like Baba Hussein and Uncle Abbas,"
Ruqayya whispered. The pigeon puffed his chest and sat on the flagpole. He was to be brave too. All the women and children gathered around Bibi Zainab. Her eyes shone with tears, but they were brave and determined. Seeing her gave them all a boost of energy. You know, children, we can all be like Bibi Zainab too. If we turn to Allah in difficulties, we too can stand tall and strong, even in hard times, even if we are as little as Ruqayya. Well, children, Imam Hussein had become shaheed, but that is not the end of this story. Bibi Zainab, little Ruqayya, and all the rest still had a long journey ahead. Will you join this strong family along with our brave little pigeon friend? If you will, I will be back soon with another story. Ruqayya Hussein, Ruqayya Hussein.